Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 24th of February 2023, is Artemy Vidil. Artemy Lukyanovich Vidil, Russian, Ukrainian, comma romanized, Artem Lukyanovich Vidil, the 13th of April, O.S. The 1st of April, 1767 to 26 July, O.S. The 14th of July, 1808. Born Artemy Lukyanovich Vedelsky, was a Ukrainian-born Russian composer of military and liturgical music. He produced works based on Ukrainian folk melodies and made an important contribution to the music of Ukraine. Together with Maxim Berezovsky and Dmitry Bortnyansky, Vidil is recognized by musicologists as one of the golden three composers of 18th-century Ukrainian classical music and one of Russia's greatest choral composers. Vidil was born in Kyiv, the son of a wealthy wood carver. He studied at the Kyiv Mihaila Academy until 1787, after which he was appointed to conduct the academy's choir and orchestra. In 1788 he was sent to Moscow to work for the regional governor, but he returned home in 1791 and resumed his career at the Kyiv Mihaila Academy. The Imperial Russian Army General Andrei Livanidov acquired his services to lead Kyiv's regimental chapel and choir. Under Livanidov's patronage, Vidil reached the peak of his creativity as a composer. He moved with Livanidov to the Kharkiv Governorate, where he organized a new choir and orchestra, and taught at the Kharkiv Collegium. Vidil's fortunes declined when the cultural life of Kharkiv was affected by decrees issued by Tsar Paul I, lacking a patron, and with his music unable to be performed, he returned to home to Kyiv in 1798, and became a novice monk of the Kyiv Pechersk Lavra. The monastery authorities discovered handwritten threats about the Russian royal family and accused Vidil of writing them. He was subsequently incarcerated as a mental patient and forbidden to compose. After almost a decade, the authorities allowed him to return to his father's house to die. Vidil's music was censored during the period that Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. More than 80 of his works are known, including 31 choral concertos, but many of his compositions are lost. Most of his choral music uses texts taken from the Psalms. The style of Vidil's compositions reflects the changes taking place in classical music during his lifetime. He was influenced by the Ukrainian Baroque traditions, but also by New West European, in particular Italian, operatic and instrumental styles. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:44 UTC on Friday, the 24th of February 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Artemy Vidil. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at Wiki of the Day at masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Aryan Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.